Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Gimel Omud Beis, and we are finishing off from Yitzhak Hashem today Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. We're, of course, in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we begin with Sif Yud Beis, which is the last Sif in this Simen. The Mechaber writes, Yesh li zora mi lishtamesh ba'aliyah sh'al gabi beis ha'knesses tashmish kavua shel ginai. One has to be very careful if he's living in the apartment or in the attic above a shul, that he not engage in any sort of an activity over there that is considered ginai, degrading, improper. For example, could go in lishkav shom, to sleep over there. Ushar tashmishim yesh listapek imut lishtamisham. And other types of activities, it's a question, it's a suffix, whether one is permitted to engage in such activities over there in the attic or in the apartment above the shul. Now let's discuss this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kut Lamites explains, Miloshon zeh, from the language that we just read from the Mechaber, Mashma, it appears, the lishkav shom bederech mikra mutter, that only to sleep a permanent sleep over there, lying down to go to sleep for night, is not allowed, but for somebody to take a nap, or shinas aroy, would be permissible. The bederech mikra, because just a little happening of going to sleep, lo mikra shriva tashmish ginai, that's not called a sleep that is a ginai, a degradation. The Sharet Zion, Chafetz Chaim writes in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, Alva Bishar Teshmisha Ginai, but in other types of Ginai activities, degrading activities, Pashut Afila Bederech Mikra, also even a temporary Arai type of usage for that purpose would be not permissible. This is consistent with Dumya Da'aliyo Shal Azara, like the top parts of a Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The Avshalu Niskatshu, even though they didn't technically have the Kedusha of the Azara, but these side rooms, Mikol Mokum, also Lishtamishum Tashmishul Gnai, one is not permitted to make sort of usage of those rooms for any sort of a degrading type of a person, Kamosha Kosuba Mordechai, as this is really from the Mordechai, this din brought down by the Shulchan Aruch is from the Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah will discuss this more in the next Sif, which is Sif Katan Mem. And he writes, Yesh l'stapek, about the Mechaber writing that we're not sure whether you can use any do any other activities there. So, in l'damoso l'alios hazara de l'niskachu, if we're comparing it to the Eos, or the rooms of the Azara that were adjacent to the Azara that didn't have the Kedusha of the Azara attached to them, or, okay, in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMikdash, Nikrot Mikdash Ma'at, or do we say that since shuls and Beit HaMidrash are considered Mikdash Ma'at, Yisrael Damosu L'Alios Hechel, that we should compare them to the Alios of the Hechel itself? The Kaimelon and those Alios, Niskachu Mikdushas Hechel, have the halachic status of the Hechel. So how do we compare it? Do we compare it to the Alios of the Hechel, of the Beis HaMikdash building proper itself, or do we compare it to the Alios of the Azara, which don't have the same Kedusha? And therefore, according to what the Shari Tshuva writes in the name of the Per Hador, Yesh Lahaka, we can take the more lenient opinion to say that the Alios of the shul, the area above the shul, could be used for these other tashmishim, except chutz mimokum shal gabi hechel, except the part that's right above the hechel, which means over here the Aron Kodesh, rotz loma ha'aron, that means the Aron Kodesh, the area right above the Aron Kodesh, the attic or the apartment right above the Aron Kodesh, shesham munach sefer Torah, the Aron Kodesh has a sefer Torah in it, shom yesh lizor shal yishtamishom, one has to be very careful about doing any activities right above that area. The Yeshua footnote number 62 brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if you were to inappropriately use the Alios of a shul, that would be a bizoyon for the Beis HaKnesses itself. The Aruch HaShulchan adds further that this sofik that we're talking about is not the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din is that it doesn't have the Kedusha. Elo, the sofik is Ulai Roy Laso Zikaron B'Mikdush Ma'at Kemo B'Kedushas HaHecho, that maybe we should treat it, even though halachically it doesn't demand it, but since our shuls are like a Mikdush Ma'at, so we should treat our shul like the Hechel rather than treating it halachically like the Azara, which it is. The Yeshua footnote number 63 brings down Yesh Lahakal Af B'Tashmish Kavua Shel Ginai. That which the Mishnah Berurah said brought down the name of Shari Tshuva in the name of the Per Hador, that one can be makel, this is talking about even on a permanent basis to use this attic above the shul for a tashmish kavua, even a set tashmish that is degrading. And he brings this down in the name of the Tshuva's HaRambam, but one should not take advantage of this in the area right above the Aron Kodesh where the Sefer Torah is. Based upon this, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal writes, Legamre lohakel kedas HaRambam, even though we paskin over here that you can be makel like this Rambam, however, he writes, Haminog hu lahachmir. Technically, while you can be makel, the minog is to be machmir, not to use a tashmish kavua shel ginai, a set, permanent type of usage that's degrading in the entire area above the shul, not only in the area just above the Aron Kodesh. And he brings this down based upon the Mishnah Berurah, who says, Shomer Napsho Yirochek Malilasos Kain, that a person who's careful and zealous in his performance of mitzvah should be careful not to take advantage of these coolers over here. Bechol Shetach Besek Knesses. Especially not to take advantage of it above the Heichel where the Aron Kodesh is, but even in the entire Beis HaKnesses area, one should not take advantage of these coolers. We'll learn momentarily the stringencies that some Achronim held like this and the troubles that they attributed it, both in their personal lives and in general, because people were makel in this din. The Chafetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibur HaMaskel Yesh L'Stapek, he says, Da, the Kol Zelinyin L'Shtamis B'Soch Chaliyah Shuched B'Fnei Atzmo. That which we were talking about here, that you could be Makel, is talking about that there's a separate attic area above the shul itself. The Gam Lo Minkar L'Kol, and it's not recognizable what may be going on in that a private apartment above the shul. However, I will lishtamish al gag beis haknesses to engage in activities on the rooftop above the shul. For example, kigon lishtoach lo begodim liyavesh, to dry out clothing over there, operos, or to dry out fruits over there. B'mokum shagag or shabbos, in a place where the roof is flat and you can use the roof. Shehu mokum golu lakol, everybody in the world can see this. Pshita the osur, that certainly is inappropriate for those types of activities to be done on top of the shul building on the roof. And he says, this is a Beferish Mishnah Megillah. Dafilu b'churbanu, even in the destroyed shul, ein shotchin al gago peretz, one is not permitted to go and dry fruits and stretch out fruits to have them dry out in such an area. And he says, le'inyan shtichas begodim, likewise, in regards to using it as a dryer up there to have your clothesline and you have your clothes out there to dry, he says, Beferish is muskrab Yerushalmi behedja le'isser, that this is absolutely forbidden in the Yerushalmi. So when we're talking here about using the area above the shul, we're talking about in a discreet apartment or attic that's enclosed and the world can't see it. But in an area that's public, like on the rooftop, that would certainly be forbidden for all of these activities. Now we go to the Ramah, who concludes Simon Kufin Aleph, and he says, Hagah, the Chol's there, everything that we just said, now, Dafko Beveis HaKnesses Kovua Shenivne Mitkila Lekach. These dinim that we've been talking about are applicable when you're talking about a shul that was built originally to be a shul, and now you're talking about, can you use the space above the shul, an apartment, an attic, or the rooftop? That's what we've been talking about. That is also to do, or according to some, more makel to do, depending on the circumstances. However, Avol Bayis Sheyichadu Li'achar Shenivne Leveis HaKnesses Mutu Lishkov Olav. But a house that was built originally not to be a shul and subsequently was changed and it became a shul, then one would be able to continue living in the house above or the attic above this newly created shul that was previously a house. This has tremendous nafkaminas and ramifications, as we'll learn right now. So we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memalef, and he writes, Benira, it appears to me, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kol Shekin, certainly, in Bishor Shenivne Beis HaKnesses, at the time that they originally built the shul, Nivne Beis Dira Lamala Mimenu, that they built an apartment above it, certainly, Deshari La Dusham, then certainly one would be able to dwell in that apartment and do all sorts of things in that apartment, because Dezeh Bevadeh Lo Hukdash Kla Lamala, because that entity above the shul never was given any Kedusha to it whatsoever. That was meant to be the rabbi's apartment. That was meant to be a rental for whoever would come into the town. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, but to utilize that apartment for a purpose that is very degrading, for very inappropriate, to use it as a dump, or some other terrible usage over there, near the B'chol Gavni Osir, then that would certainly be Osir, even though it didn't have the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, that would still be a degrading thing for the Beis HaKnesses to have above it. And therefore, V'alkein, in Lasos Klal Beis HaKnesses, one certainly should not make above a shul, im yesh b'hadirosh l'malim imenu dover m'guna kazeh. Certainly one shouldn't create a shul in a place where above it is some sort of a activity that is going to be very degrading. For example, there is a garbage dump right above this apartment where people store the refuse for the building. So don't build the shul in the apartment right below that. And this is brought down in the name of the Taz. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'ayin shom, go look in the Taz, shekosav shenenash bozeh harbe." The Taz brings down that many, many people have been hurt because of this. And if you look in the Ber Hetev, he brings down in Sifkot and Tezayin a very, very tragic story. He brings down, "Umikom makom shomer nafsho yarchik mizeh." The Knesset HaGdola brings down, and we'll see this in a moment in Dirshu Futter number 70, that a person who is careful and zealous in his performance of mitzvah, so Baal Nefesh, should certainly not have any activities in the apartment above the shul. And then he brings down the Taz, in Kosova Taz. Bialdusi, when I was young, the Taz says, Hoyisidor Bekilas Kodesh Krako, Lamala Beis HaKnesses, Beveis Midrashi. Taz writes, when I was young, I lived above the shul in Krakow, in my own little Beis Medrash, right above the shul. And he says, "V'ne'anashti harbe b'misas bonim the Solisi Bozeh. And he says, subsequently, I was punished with the lost Nebuch of children. And he says, he was told of this. He attributed this loss of his children to the fact that he lived above the shul, even though he certainly didn't do anything inappropriate above the shul. But the fact that he just lived above the shul, he held to such a high standard, he felt that this was the cause for his troubles in life. A very tragic and telling story. Tishu foot number 70 brings down from the Knesset Sagdolo the following. He writes, Shira, kol mi sheishtamish ba'aliyah shal gabi beis ha-medrash lo itzliach. He said, I saw, Knesset Sagdolo says, I saw people who lived in the apartment above the shul, above the beis medrash, and they never were successful people. What happened to them? Mehem shiradu minichseim. Some of them went broke. Some of them lost all their money. Mehem shemesu. Some of them died nebuch. Mehem shelo zochu libanos. And some of them were just not zocha to go and have successful lives, to have children, etc. And he says, look in the Sefer Hasidim as well, who also forbids living above the shul. And he brings a maisa with one individual who died nebuch because of this sin. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, Hador me'al beis ha-knesses, somebody who lives above the beis ha-knesses, Sheikova escheder hashino betzido ha'acher shel adira shelo me'al beis ha-knesses. As much as possible, try to make your bedroom not directly above the shul, make it as far away from the shul, so to say, as possible in that attic apartment above the shul. And directly above the Aron Kodesh, or the pillars where the Aron Kodesh is being held up, you should not use that space at all. You should leave it empty. And he brings out from the Stipler Gon Zatzal, who writes, in large cities, I guess in apartment buildings where you may have a shul in one apartment, then you have people living above it. So then, people would not know to be Machmir over here. So he says, this is based upon what Chazal say, that nowadays, Doshu Bei Rabin, that people just trample on these types of things because Shomer Pesam Hashem, they're so routine and people are so accustomed to it that they don't think there's anything wrong with it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, watches over them. He brings down from the Abnei Nezer, Shalom Noagim Kedasa Taz B'Mekom HaSagdolim. This Taz who said, don't do this, says, we're not knowing like the Taz. He says it's impossible for people to live in this fashion, because if you weren't allowed to learn or daven above any sort of an apartment that other people were learning or davening in, nobody would be able to really function. And therefore, he says, one can be makel, especially in large cities. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the minug nowadays, umash minug olam by yoros, nowadays the minug is in cities, shesokhin bate kinesios lizman, who rent a shul for a period of time, bebatim tachtim, the shul is in the lower apartment, ulamalamihan, and above them, beis dira, shematzi shom tinokos, adover maos, and above them is a regular apartment with people living there, with children, with diapers, and all sorts of things that are adover maos, a disgusting thing. So what's the heter? So he says, evshem yishum shul izman, lo chayshit lezeh, since the shul is rented on a temporary basis in that place, so we're not concerned that it really has a kedusha to it that would make the apartment above it have this problem that the Taz had alluded to amongst the other poskim. Why exactly is it so terrible to have above a shul something that is tinuf, something that is a garbage, something that is a dover mos? What's the problem? So the Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot and Chof Beis alludes to this, and he says, after lefi tamataz, the reasoning that the Taz brings down, because he says if you have a garbage dump, if you have dirty diapers right above the shul, they sort of have a barrier to the tfilos from the shul going up through the roof. They're now going to encounter your diapers, they're going to encounter your dover tinuf, and the tfilos somehow can't get above that and reach Shamayim. That's the Taz's reason. So he says, the MS ikosvaroso eno muchreches klal. He says that technically is not a really good svara, and we'll discuss this more in a moment. And that which the Taz tries to bring to a proof for his idea from Simen Nun Hei, that isn't really correct. And people are makel on this, and they're not concerned about this. What exactly is this svara that he brings down from Simen Nun Hei? So Dirshu footnote number 69 reminds us that over there, the Taz wrote from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to answer the Kaddish Kedusha and you're in a separate room, no problem. You can answer to the Kaddish Kedusha as long as there's nothing dover tinuf, as long as there's no diaper or a bathroom or something like that, a disgusting thing between you and the tzibur. And he says, kivon she'oz yesh hefsek bein olishchina, because if in that situation where there is something separating you from the shul, you're so to say separated from the shchina. Bein hashchina shruya hechashu nimtza, and the shchina is not present where you are, and therefore it's inappropriate for you to answer. So the Taz suggests in Gam Kain, in this situation, Tinuf Shinunso Mia Besa Knesses Mavsika Tvilos Mele Alos. So the Tinuf in the upper apartment prevents the Shul's Tvilos from going up. And that's why there's such a terrible tragedy and seriousness to this if you're above the Shul, because you're, so to say, not only causing trouble for yourself, but you're now also causing all the other people in the Shul's Tvilos not to go up to Shemayim. So why is this not a good svara? So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Eretz Svi, and also from Rav Ozner Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi, and they explain Shadavr Mo Surak Kimchitza Mavdelas Bein Ona Bein Mispalim Shelo Yuchal Itzdarif Imoyem Machma Shein Eshkin Eshorosham. That you can't be included in that group. That's because there's a davertin of this garbage that's in between you and the tzibur. But there's no raya from here. Shadavr mos monea me'atvila lalos lamala. What does that have to do with the tefillah not being able to go up? You can't be connected to that because there's something intervening between you and the shul. But why would you think that because there's a davar tinuf necessarily in the apartment upstairs that the tefillos can't go up? And he brings down further from the Shelus Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Sheminayin Shatvila Ola Hashemayim Adavka Derech Hatikra Shemayal Rosha. Who says that the Tvila goes straight up? Let's say there's something blocking it, so we'll go throughout the window and then go up that way. Why do we think necessarily that the Dovratinov in the upstairs apartment in any way prevents the Tvilos from going up? Mr. Brewer, Sivkot Membeis, writes, Umikomokum, Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mehem. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brewer says, a person who's scrupulous in his habits will not want to be in the apartment right above a shul. And certainly not right above where the Aron Kodesh is. Dishafuta number 71 brings down that likewise, if you're in the ulam, if you're in the courtyard that's right outside the shul, and you can see the Aron Kodesh, you should also make sure that in courtyard, persons don't act in a lightheaded way or do things that are inappropriate, because since it's mechuvan keneged haKodesh, since it's right opposite the Aron Kodesh, yesh b'zeh zildul, that also causes a desecration of the Aron Kodesh. Couple of other Dirshu footnotes, and we'll conclude Emir Tzoshem the Simen. Dirshu footnote number 65 brings down that the walls of the Beis HaKnesses from the outside, the Shari Tshuva brings down in the name of the Shelus Yaivitz, they also have a Kedusha to them, like the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and you shouldn't use these walls in a way that is degrading as well. Dirshu footnote number 66 brings down, Im Kvar Kovu Es HaKoma HaTachton L'Torah Tvila, if the bottom apartment was already set up for a Torah and Tvila, and then to go and change the upper apartments there afterwards is going to cause a great hefsid, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, if the upper apartment was there first, and for the person upstairs it would cause them to move or would cause them a great financial loss, they can certainly be makel that they don't have to move. He then brings down the scenario where you have the shul, for example, on the first floor, and you have a beis hakisei, a bathroom, on the third floor. So then he brings down that even the taz would be matir in this situation, and the reason that you can be makel over here is befrat kasher beis hakisei hu litzorach toru tvila, because this is in the shul. So the bathroom is there is for the people that are in the shul who are davening and learning that they should have a place to go without having to be mevatel Torah by going far away, so therefore this would be mutter. However, he brings down from a vayashiv zatzal, shagam kasher yesh hefsa koma osur, even though there's a floor intervening, it's still not proper to have the bathroom right above the shul, and the Avnei Nezer seems to say the same thing as well. If the shul doesn't have a Aron Kodesh and a Sefer Torah in it, then Rav Ozner Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down Ein Chashash Kishiyesh Me'olov Beis HaKisei. Then there is no problem if in the upper apartment there is a bathroom, because the Ikur Chashash is to be above the Aron Kodesh. And he says, furthermore, Befrat, Im Humokom HaMiyuad Rak L'Limud V'lo L'Tvila, if it's a place that's really designated for learning, but not really for davening, they don't daven there on a regular basis. So then, the Chashash that we mentioned from the Taz was really about the Tfilos being blocked from going up, so that wouldn't apply over here. This concludes the Simon Kuf Nun Aleph dealing with the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and Yitzhak Shem, we should all be Zoche to properly treat our shuls and our Bati Medrashos with the Kedusha that they deserve to be treated with. That concludes today's share.